The Afghan president has criticized Pakistan over the recent wave of attacks that has rocked this country. Ashraf Ghani said the last few days has shown the camps for training militants and bomb-producing factories are still running as before in Pakistan. He further added that his country hoped for peace, but instead received messages of war. Ghani also said that he held a telephone conversation with the Pakistani prime minister on the matter. His remarks came a few hours after a deadly blast near the international airport in the capital, Kabul. Taliban militants claim responsibility for the bombing that has left several people dead. The attack follows a wave of deadly bombings in the Afghan capital on Thursday and also on Friday, which claimed dozens of lives. Investigative journalist Navid Ahmad joins us from Islamabad. Maybe he can tell us what is going on. Well, Navid Ahmad, can you please walk us through to the time where we're looking at these peace talks, which I believe that Pakistan was helping to broker, and then you had the announcement of the death of Mullah Omar, and then it seems like things just fell apart from there, with the latest being the Afghan president criticizing Pakistan over these incidents of violence.
Well, this is exactly a complex situation now. Until 2 weeks ago, it was very clear that talks in Islamabad, near Islamabad, in a place called Mari, will continue, and Taliban and Afghan government were to hold the second round. But a day before that, this announcement came that Mullah Omar might be dead. And then it was confirmed, the talks were cancelled, and eventually the new, infighting began within Taliban as to who should be his replacement. Now the current situation in Afghanistan basically is a result of the new leadership's resolve, new leadership which has not been sanctioned by the political or other commanders within Taliban, their resolve to show that they are in control. And all these attacks that we have seen over the past 3-4 days signify that the new leadership within Taliban is trying to access and give the kind of feeling to the fighters that they are very much there and they are following the new leader. While there is infighting, Mr. Yaqub, who is son of Mullah Omar, is already murdered, and Abdul Manan, his brother, is really the only one who is vocal about this, vocal and influential about his disagreement with the current leader. As far as Pakistan is concerned, I think Pakistan's role in this whole phase has been crucial with regards to bringing Taliban and Afghanistan on the table, along with China and Saudi Arabia and a few other actors who have influence in the Afghanistan. The situation after today's speech by Mr. Ghani becomes very complex, because this should have come instead of a press conference through a telephonic call to the prime minister or his counterpart. But with that emotional speech, Mr. Ghani sounded addressing his public. He was trying to cool down the temper and also vent out his own anger at the Taliban. The message which was supposed to be for Taliban, that if you want to continue bloodshed of the innocent Afghani people, there won't be any talks. That has actually gone beyond that, and there will be consequences for it.
So last question, and quickly if you can, are we looking at elements within the Taliban right now that are swayed or have more support or interest towards Pakistan, and some remain within Afghanistan in terms of their interests? Is that creating a sort of split amongst members of the group?
Well, within Taliban, I think there is a little, disagreement as to who should be the leader. These are top notches which are disagreeing about the leadership of Mullah Mansoor. On the other hand, I'll take your question in the reverse. Pakistan's interest, because of this China, route and the China project from Gwadar all the way to China, is peace in Afghanistan, peace in Balochistan, and peace in Pakistan's tribal regions. Otherwise, this new wave of Chinese investment in Pakistan and all these pipelines that Pakistan has been talking with Iran and Tajikistan will not materialize. Pakistan has really carried out a very intensive move in the tribal areas to root out these Al-Qaeda and Taliban elements. But definitely, Afghanistan's security is the domain of Afghan leadership. It has been 10 years that the government has been in place in Kabul, but they always blame for their internal security problems towards their neighbors or outsiders, and that's not going to fare well for the peace of Afghanistan as well.
Navid Ahmad, thank you so much. Investigative journalist there talking to us from Islamabad. Thank you.